Joining us now is John Sudworth, BBC correspondent in Seoul, South Korea, to give us an update on a story we've been following all morning. Communist authorities in North Korea have apparently detained two American journalists working near the border with China. John, first of all, what are the circumstances of the detention, and what might journalists have been reporting on in that particular region?
Well, the reports of their arrest first appeared in South Korean news publications, reporting that the two journalists had been picked up close to the North Korean-Chinese border. The reports here were all sourcing South Korean government officials, and the suggestion is that the two journalists concerned were working on some kind of a news report to do with North Korean refugees who cross that border with China all the time in search of a better life. It's not unusual for journalists to go to that part of the world to cover exactly that kind of story. We haven't had much in the way of confirmation stateside. We have just in the last few minutes had a comment from the State Department saying that they're aware of the reports. They're asking the Chinese government to help ascertain the whereabouts and welfare of the Americans in question, and they've also been in touch with North Korean officials to express their concern.
But there's no indication of identity or journalistic affiliation at this point.
Not that's been confirmed. Again, according to South Korean news reports, and again, based on these unnamed government officials, the suggestion is that the two journalists in question were working for a California-based internet broadcaster called Current TV. But as yet, certainly no confirmation, official confirmation from either their employers or from the U.S. government.
Let's talk a little bit about the North Korean precedent in these kinds of detentions. Now, assuming that these journalists did violate some sort of territorial integrity and that there would have been, administrative reason for their detention. Subsequently, these people have a tendency to become a bit of a bargaining chip in a broader North Korean, face-off over nuclear issues and other kinds of things. What is the chance that these people might be held for a considerable length of time based on what's happened in the past?
Well, I think you're right. I think there will be concern that the release may be a long and protracted issue to negotiate. There is some past precedent. Back in 1996, a young American man crossed the border and was detained by North Korean officials after swimming across the Yalu River. It was described at the time as an incident of high spirits by the young man in question. It certainly got him into a lot of trouble. His release took 3 months to secure. And a few years prior to that, there was an American businesswoman who was detained by North Korea on unspecified charges for a month or so. And again, her release took direct country-to-country negotiations to sort out. I think the thing people will be concerned about at this time is, of course, these reported arrests come at a time of mounting tension here in Korea. North Korea says it's preparing to put a satellite into orbit early next month. Washington has been insisting that they stop those preparations because it believes that, in fact, the goal of the rocket launch is the development of long-range missile technology, which Washington believes will be in breach of UN resolution. So this is a time of heightened tensions, and I think there will be a concern that if indeed it's confirmed that these two have been arrested, that those considerations may eventually end up weighing into the process of trying to secure their release.
Thanks for the update, John Sudworth, BBC correspondent in South Korea.